Tlaib runs to Ocasio-Cortez's rescue. Accuses critics of bullying women of color in Congress. By Hannah Blow on June 20, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's DNY, critics are only going after her because they do not have a policy agenda and enjoy attacking WAC. Women of color, Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, claimed in a tweet Thursday afternoon. Tlaib, Ocasio-Cortez's freshman ally, finally came to the New York lawmakers' defense following the immense firestorm spawned by Ocasio-Cortez's remarks on concentration camps on the U.S.-Mexico border. The continued policing and bullying by Liz and her crew of the WAC members of Congress is just proof that the GOP don't have a policy agenda for the American people, Tlaib tweeted. Instead, they want to focus on a hate agenda that doesn't better our lives, but divides us more, she added. The tweet was, in part, a response to Representative Liz Cheney, RY, who questioned Ocasio-Cortez's assessment and implored her to brush up on actual history. Ocasio-Cortez responded in a tweet, asking, what do you call building mass camps of people being detained without a trial? In a follow-up tweet, she added, hope you enjoy defending concentration camps. I won't back down fighting against them. As Breitbart News previously reported, detention facilities are a far cry from both concentration camps and certainly from death camps. Detention facilities serve as a temporary holding place for illegal migrants, not U.S. citizens or civilians, while their claims and hearings are being processed. Additionally, detention centers provide another layer of security for the American people. Cheney responded to Ocasio-Cortez in another tweet Tuesday. Ocasio-Cortez said she will never apologize for likening migrant detention facilities to concentration camps and invoking the well-known Holocaust remembrance phrase never again. She even cited the dictionary to prove the legitimacy of her assessment. Dominik Tarkaczynski, a member of the Parliament of Poland, recently invited Ocasio-Cortez to Poland to see the reality of Hitler's concentration camps up close.